If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
A beautiful Wednesday, and as I've been mentioning, it's the pick day of the work week, and what's really kind of a rough and tumble weather pattern overall. Starting out this week cold, kind of nice in the middle, well, beautiful today, and then very wet at the end. So enjoy this gorgeous weather, because it, quite frankly, will not last real long. Temperatures will reach the 60s this afternoon. There won't be a lot of wind. There'll be a whole lot of sunshine. A very pretty day. Tonight will drop off quickly, those temperatures early in the evening, so that we bottom out in the upper 30s, but that'll be around midnight or shortly thereafter. And then slowly rising temperatures as winds veer around out of the southeast and east off of the Atlantic. Somewhat warmer, more humid air will start to move in. So that'll mean rising temperatures after midnight. So overall, we stay well above freezing tonight. We don't have to worry about a frost or freeze like we have this morning across the area. And by the way, make sure that you have good visibility clearing that frost away early this morning. If your vehicle sits outside and it's gotten a little bit frosty, that will quickly see rising temperatures this morning, with that frost quickly gone between 7:30 and 8:30 in the morning, because sunrise is between 7:15 and 7:30, and it will not take long at all to get above freezing. And then all eyes will be on the next storm system. Sort of three phases to this. Number one is an increase in humidity tomorrow, bringing a few showers later in the day into the evening. The meat of the system, if you will, moving across the area Friday and Friday night with bands of heavy rain and thunderstorms. And then on the backside, some leftover moisture, what we call wraparound moisture, on Saturday, creating kind of a cloudy day, but it's sometimes some brief sunshine, but also with some scattered showers. So it's a three-phase system, if you will. So let's break it down here for you. Tomorrow, clouds will be increasing and thickening through the day, and while it won't be as pretty as today from a sunshine standpoint, the temperatures certainly won't be bad. Topping out in the mid to upper 60s, could even briefly touch 70 south and west of Jacksonville, but also a few showers are likely to develop as the higher humidity starts to surge northward up the Florida Peninsula. So some scattered showers tomorrow afternoon and evening, really not amounting to a whole lot. That rain will organize and increase and become heavier as it moves northward tomorrow night into Georgia and the Carolinas, which, incidentally, the areas that received the very heavy snow a couple of days ago will now get very heavy rain. So this is going to be a big problem for that area, flooding and snow melt. For us, then, the meat of the system, as I mentioned earlier, as I like to call it, on Friday, as a strong cold front sweeps from west to east with bands of showers and thunderstorms. Tell you what, the heavy rain is probably the greatest threat, but if we get it all unstable, we'll have to very carefully monitor the potential for severe weather on Friday as well. The peak time at this point would appear to be between about noon and 8 p.m., but it's still a little bit uncertain on that exact timing of how this all plays out. But heavy rainfall, 100% coverage of rain Friday and Friday night. Amounts right now look to average 1 to 2 inches, but may very well exceed 2 or 3 inches in some spots, with the heaviest rains likely to occur near the Florida-Georgia border and to the west of Jacksonville, an area that's been very hard hit the last few weeks by heavy rains. So this will be a system to watch on Friday into Friday night. Saturday, as it moves away, we still have those wraparound showers, a few scattered showers from time to time, but it will not be real heavy rain anymore on Saturday, but enough to kind of maybe put a crimp a little bit in some of the planned outdoor activities. And then on Sunday, we'll break out into a little bit more sunshine, a little bit nicer day with temperatures in the 60s. Good-looking day for Jags kickoff, last home game of the season, in what obviously has been a disappointing season, but let's send the Jaguars off on the right note with a friendly and loud crowd Sunday afternoon. The game's on CBS 47, Action News Jax. 1 o'clock kickoff, partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the 60s with a northwesterly breeze the way it looks right now. Quite a bit cooler than the last home game, which was against the Colts, the one that was so unseasonably warm while tornadoes were occurring over southeastern Georgia. More, of course, always online at actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. From the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.